other words, it's a muda oilam in the sense that since the Adam himself is the tzura of, he's the tachlis of the bria, if the world wouldn't be here, the world wouldn't be here. So, and since what gives Adam the tzura, Adam b'shleimus, is the yanim, so b'meila, we can appropriately call these amuda oilam. Achu toiv hol yom b'chinas ha-shaman until he's toiv in all three b'chinas. Ki. And now he's going to recap the three in Yonim that he said before in the sense of that these three things make something into a mitzias. Ki, he says, Ein b'mitzias rak Hashem yisbar shu mechuyiv ha-mitzias v'anim tsoyim shenimtsu me'itoy. ובבדי יש לאדם יחס על בוירי במה שברו השם יסברך והאדם נברא ממנו. So, he's being mishana the seder a little bit here, and he's saying that the person, the first one that he's being, the first inyan is being mishachas to is the inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shaychis shleimus to Adam, which would be like a voida. It's built on the fact, he's paraphrasing the Rambam here. The Rambam says that all Nimtzoyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only real Metzius. Everything else has no real Metzius, except Mimitziusa Yisbarach. The Kol Nimtzoyim Mitzoyim Elo Mitziusa Yisbarach. That's the Lashon. So in other words, if a person is lacking in the Shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how much he's lacking in its mitzias. Ra is called something that has no mitzias. It's the olam of dimyan, it's the olam of kazav, it's the olam of sheker, because it's not of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like if I say something is made in America and it's not made in America, then it's a ziyuf. Anytime Adam, anything in the Bria that's lacking in itself the chesemes of Shaykhis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is lacking its own mitzias. So he says, the Ke'ei mitzias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mechuyev ha-mitzias, and as a knetcher, which perhaps it's a Rambam's knetcher, it's not his knetcher, but it's a Rambam's knetcher, and Mela, mitzias is only something that's mechuyev ha-mitzias. Let's take an example. If a person walks into a corporation, a big company, and it's doing very well. They make a lot of money, and they hire all sorts of people to do lemachtel shashavir. This guy is supposed to greet everybody who comes in. This person is supposed to make sure everybody's this, that, the other thing. 101 narishkeit. Any one of those workers can be fired if the result is that the company at its core is not less productive. So the muscle, the company, manufactures a car. So whoever's metzias is not absolutely necessary for the car to be there. Be'etzim, he's not a real employee. He happens to be working, but I can't say he is of this company. Be'etzim, remember, it's not a big deal. Something that be'etzim is there, in other words, without him, there's no company there, so he's be'etzim the company. In mitzius, it's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the only thing that really has a mitzius is those things that are mechuyiv ha-mitzius. And there's only one thing that fits that category, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So be'etzim, our mitzius is not a mitzius because it's not mechuyiv ha-mitzius. People can come, people can go, and nothing else is affected by it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't come and can't go, so his mitzvah is be'etzim. And b'meila the nimtzoyim have to have a yachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have that mitzvah. It's almost, we spoke about avodah. It's almost a paradox, like the Gemara says by Chachmei Atuna, I think it was, or it was by Chachmei Atuna, the other Gemara, it says, this mayasa odom v'yichya, and the answer was yomis esatzmoy. In other words, when we're mevatel, our personal mitzias, in as much as we give it a mitzias, is not a mitzias. Inasmuch as we're mevatel our metzias to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's where we have a metzias. So this yachas is something the person ought to keep. So the bria, without having that yachas, he's non-existent. And if he's non-existent, there's no world because the world stands on people. Two, the oid, ha adam nivra la'atzmoi. There's a second aspect, and this is that let's take the Chazal that I think he's coming from. It says that when Adam was created, the mistake was they said HaKadosh Baruch was Yochid B'Yoinim, and Adam is Yochid B'Tachtoinim. There are also things in Chazal, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Levadoi, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boyer Elamis, Yaakov is Boyer Elamis. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Levado, Tzadikim HaLevado, Shneem Niska Hashem Levado Yibay Mahu, and this is why he was Yaakov Levado. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once Nekuda of Bereishis is in place, the Etzem Tzuras Odom is a Tzura of a metzias bifnei atzmoi, and he has in himself kavod yochel b'tchunas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give a little bit of an example so that we can understand. It's a paradox, but it's a paradox we also live with. Let's be medamian something. A person is married, so if it's a type of shidduch where he says white and she says black, he says tall and she says short, everything the two spouses don't agree on anything, and each one pulls his own way, and that's obviously not a shidduch. That's the easy one to understand. But imagine the other way around. A person, whatever he says, his wife says, that's absolutely right. Forget she's cold, kuloi. She's not mevatel her das to the husband. She has no das. So you know, sometimes you talk with a person and you find him agreeable, and sometimes you talk to a person and you find him to be non-existent. There's nobody there. I mean, there's a famous maestro, somebody once was matziah to the Briska Rav, a shidduch for one of his children, and he was meshaber the meduberes that she's a gevaldik shaskonis. Kiyadua, the Midas Shtika, the Gvaldik Midas, the Ramam, So the Rav asked, is he a gewaltige Bala Shtika, or does the Chot need was to sagen? Or she doesn't have what to say. In other words, there is no, you don't want as a spouse, you don't want somebody who doesn't exist, the Epsom. Like Ichmein says, he brought every single animal to Adam, and Adam wasn't a skaradaita. I mean, one of the inyanim ledaiti, I mean, just one of my hagoshes, why people today are so lohut to have dogs and cats, possibly, and are not so thrilled to get married, is because a dog is it's some sort of biological companionship, some sort of emotional connection, but the mile is he has no personality of his own. He does what you want to go. If you want to go on a vacation, he goes with you on vacation. If you want to do this, he does that. You don't have to owe up to anyone else. So you're getting some sort of emotional and satisfaction, but there's not a das acheres there. There has to be an order. Adam was a skara daito only when there was somebody his equal, and on that he said, there's a letter Rav Hutna writes in his Mechtavim when his daughter was born. So he writes that his only child was his daughter. He said, you find in Tanakh two types of Noshim Gedolos. You find Noshim Gedolos that are praised for their own greatness, based Devaira or whatever. And you find Noshim that their hakrava for the husband is they're praiseworthy for their Zustand zu haben. So he says the etzem it's one and the same. The godless of the isha is that she has chshivus atzmis and she's mevatel herself to her vow. So the Adam Takadosh Baruch Hu is the same. If the person doesn't have a tzel malakim, the person has nothing of his own mitzvahs. That's not his batlus. That's the person is batl. He's not an Adam. We're talking about an Adam who's yichidi and bayir elamis, and he has a full mitzvahs, and he says, everything is from Kodesh Baruch Hu. If a person is a rav in a town, and he has a balabas who's a rank amaretz, who's mishabeach him for his chachma and godless and so on, that's not a terribly big compliment. But if a very big talmud chacham says, what are you mispar for my chachma? Whatever I have is all for my Rebbe, that's a real shevach. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the second one is, im odem mekalkal ba'atma ve'inen nachshav. If the person himself has become a kolkol and he doesn't have his own shivas, harehu bria shol toihu ve'ein boi mamish. It's a bria of toihu and there is no mamish in it. Vashlishi k'odem hazeh eino yechidi boilom. Av Hashem yisbach broim le'odem acher. The real bria is not every person to himself, but it's tzuras odem bechol yusei. Olefikach tzoshia shem ayachter shesh l'shem n'odem. In other words, the Tzuras Adam in the big picture is all the neshamas together, all the pieces of nefashas together. So if he's lacking in that, there is a lack in Anushas Bechlali. I once heard from the Amshinava, he was sitting at a Sheva Brachas, Kedaka Vakai, Sheva Brachas was like 3 to 4 in the morning, and he came in, and one of the, there was a, the mechotanim were not amshav. There was one mechot was amshav. The other one was Hungarian, chashav balabatim. Not actually, they were rabbanim, but they're very the pilpul with this. So they asked the mashayla astira. They talk about it. It's one of the things of a falpo and chasnas. I mean, how do you say? How do you make a bracha yitzah adam? It says neich adam shle nivra. So there's a whole long pshetel that's before that verse, after that verse, it's Nimcholika Avonaisov, so now it goes back to the previous matzah, how long, Jewish like that. That's the standard shtickle that. So, Avshav Rebbe, everything he always sees, like he thinks a minute, like a long minute about it, like, so. And then he says, very, very to the point, he said, every person, as an individual, his own mitzvah, certainly Noyach Leladim Shle Nivra. Humanity, Tzuras Adam Bechlolos, that's Yitzhak Avakash Baruch Hu, that's Yitzhak Adam. Noyach Loyla Adam Shenivra. For each person specifically, he's not, for him it's better. But Adam Bechlol, Adam, the Adam Bechlol Yusay, and that is the Shevach Yitzhak Adam. And in other words, the Tzura of Adam that Hashlemus is, the culture of Tzuras Adam. Klal Yisrael. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Yaakov is called Yisrael. Is Mahu B'chayim, Mazar B'chayim is going on, Mazar B'chayim, Mahu B'chayim is going on the Klal. Netzach Yisrael Yishak is going on Klal Yisrael as a Klal. Gemir London, the Shift of Lechalia is going on a Klal. It's a Chiddush, even though it's only a Shevet, but still, no Yochid has any of the Haftachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klal Yisrael. The Haftachas are on the Klal as a whole. So, but Nela, we don't have Tzuras Adam unless you have all the Klal. If a person is lacking that, it's like he's lacking in the other Yom. L'chein Amar, Sha'olam Oymer al HaTorah v'al HaVoid HaVnos Chassadim. Kadei HaTorah ein Adam ba'atmei Briyo Shal Toyu. Avlo Briyo Chashuva. So Torah makes the person into a person. While the avoda who shame hayachas is adam al boyrei, she never mena. By the milas chasadim, adam is lechib al shabne adam. For never adam if neatme klal, rakim shabne adam. Because adam oisach chesem zulosai, הנה יש לי חיבל ולופי. ובזה האדם כשברו השם יזברך. כלי נראה שיהיה אדם יחידי בעולם. ודוד הזה נראה כאשר עושה חסד לזלוסוי. שלא יימא אין לי עסק עם אחר. ודברים אלו בוערים, וכבר אלא ששם העולם עימד, למה אדם עימד, כאדם יסוד עמוד כל העולם. I wanna add about this stickle also. He says, כלי נראה אדם שיהיה אדם יחידי בעולם, ודוד הזה נראה כאשר עושה חסד לזלוסוי. He speaks a little bit about this Knetch, right at the end of the last stick, I don't remember, we saw it, last two lines, when he says a person should do Keneged HaGimel, Shetar She'odam Sholem B'Toyim Zlosei, V'Zehu Ayde Gimel Chassodim, Kesh'oysel Zlosei Chesed Chinam. Hine Ein Safik She'bezehu Toyim Zlosei. So he speaks specifically about Chesed Chinam, and the truth is, all Chassodim, by definition, are Chesed Chinam. You see that in the in Rashi it says that Chesed Shel Emes is with a Nifta because he's not Metzapeh for rewards. So the Pshat is, it's not a super Chesed, that's the Chesed Shel Emes. Now that's Emes a Chesed. Other Chesedim are quasi Chesedim. We would think it's the other way around. When we do mitzvahs, l'mosh l'shma. So learning is very good. L'shmtayr l'shma is gewaldik. You know, a mitzvah kiddur is gewaldig. So we would say this is, we would call it chesed chassadim. It's called chesed shemes kosaket. That's the real sort of chesed, and everything else is ki'ilu chesed. Rav Putna has a whole maima, I think it's in Rosh Hashanah, if I'm not mistaken, maybe at the beginning even, about chesed being miyuchat Rosh Hashanah, v'shulcha manos. I think he says it on that, I don't remember already. That chesed chinam is be'emes, that's chesed be'etzem, and it's only shaykh and Torah. There's a whole mimer on schar. I don't know if he has it in Shavuos or Shana. I think it's Rosh Hashanah, but he speaks about why Yisachar Zvul specifically exists in Torah, more specifically than anything else. And he says the only place that we find, when I give somebody else a tzedakah, I definitely am poorer after I gave the tzedakah than before. If I give somebody $1, I have $1 less. The only place that you don't have that, Igmilas Chesed Shebegufa, is also, I have koyach to lift 100 packages a day. I can do it for myself. If I help you with 100 packages, then if I help you with one package, I can lift only 99 packages. I may have extra time on my hands, but tachlis, it's, everything is him shit. In learning, if I teach you a Mishnah, I don't have a Mishnah less in my packet. So that's why specifically Chesed is most purest form is in Torah itself. He speaks about it, and so on. But I want to explain what the Pshat in Chesed and Chesed Chinam and so on. There's a klal. Let's give a mashal. Let's take a marshal from Teva. If you have a rocket, it works because of the klal that for every action there's a reaction. So the hot air goes out one place, the rocket ship goes the other place. But people inside it go with the rocket together. In other words, there's a avchana between something which is part of it or something which is an other. If a mother doesn't ever expect schar back from the child for what she did for him, because the child is her metzias. I did it for me in a sense, because the child and me is one and the same. The musik of chinam. If I help you as an other person with something, you owe me hakaras hatov, because you are an other person. If I'm a nice guy, I don't demand it. I forget about it. If I care about it. But tachlis, if I helped you, there's hakaras hatov now to me. It exists. Why? Because you are an other. In everything in the world, there's an action, there's a reaction. There's in accounting, in bookkeeping, the elementary side is You can never enter something on one side of the ledger without a double entry someplace else. If you gained $100, somebody lost $100. If you paid out $100, somebody gave you $100. He owes you $100. That's what it works on. It works on the fact that there is a chayv, and it can be paid in many ways, but the chayv exists no matter what. That's the shayrish of other in the world. Anytime there's two different things, they react to each other. A person with himself, if a person would say, ah, he has gevaldik hakaras hatoiv to his hands, how much tefillin he's put on his hands, how much tefillin, it's stupid. It does the words don't mean anything. What do you mean, hakaras of your hands? You are the hands. The hands are you, and you're the hands. So a child, when he looks at his parents, he's supposed to be makir, that they're others, they're all makriv. He's not supposed to take them for granted, but the parents take children for granted. Listen, what do you mean, I did something for my children? I mean, this is my realization. So the midah of chesed being chinam is in line with what he says over here. That since the world is created that all Adams should be, the world is one Surah Adam, and all people are parts of it, so chesed in the chinam sense is very much that mitzias. It's a deher that be'etzim it's Surah Adam is a mezgala through the entire olam, and everyone is another piece in it, and in as much as that's true, then of course that's the way it works. There's no makam for being teveh. That's the where the chesed comes in. So and that's why there's he says, he doesn't say the selfish. If someone asks me, there are two reasons why I don't want to give bread to somebody else, why I don't want to give money. One reason is I'd rather use it myself. That's one attitude. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's one attitude. So that's a simple lack of kindness. But there's another attitude. I don't owe anything to anybody, and nobody owes me anything. I don't want anything to do with anybody. I don't want anybody to have anything to do with me. It's not because I want the money so much. It's because I'm not machshav of the other person. You know, I don't owe him anything. That's what he's talking about. That there's a lack of kashrus chesed shleima in the esek imachel. So he's summing up these three amudim that are, they give the other misura, the melech, it's something that the world is aimed on. I want to go back to one of the kudos before, I guess we are in Elul and towards Rosh Hashanah and so on. There are two in Yanim. There are two in Yanim interwoven when we speak about the Yom HaDin. A person is being held accountable for his maisim, and in as such, a person weighs himself and measures himself, and his true value is ascertained. Who am I? What am I? And so on. That is the aspect of Yom HaDin that we understand. There's another aspect, and that is the Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it doesn't quite seem to us, you know, the Melech coming into the Sada, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. It's like two separate things. Faket, I mean, run the other way. I mean, the Yom HaDin is coming, run the other way. So there seems to be an element of closeness interwoven in it. And it doesn't seem, so we understand it's Kilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying to us on the one hand, it's a very tough time of Yom HaDin. And secondly, there's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu being very nice to us and giving us all sorts of opportunities to get around it and so on. That's not the heart of the pshat. The heart of the pshat is in line with what we spoke about before, what he says over here. The tkufa of Rosh Hashanah is the tkufa of Brias Olam and Brias Adam. In other words, the famous saying that all the Yom-Tovim bring you back to the same Sheirish that was there before, the same Inyan. The Inyan of Rosh Hashanah is Riyas HaAdam, Tzuras HaAdam. In other words, we tap again into Tzuras HaAdam in the Bria. Tzuras HaAdam contains in itself a paradox, which is part of his very Bria. In the Vayibach Be'apov, we as ourselves are as great as any Nivra could possibly be. Mitzad our own Mitzias, we have in ourselves a Nakuda of Dimyon Telekim. And within that context, we're expected to be Batel Takadosh Baruch Hu. Let's give a mashal. When somebody is in an army, fighting for an army, and he's risking his life, there are two nekudas in that risking of life. One nekuda is his godless. The second nekuda is that he is he's being mevatel his mitzvahs for the country, for the army, and so on. The when a person stalls to mishpat, he's when a person takes very tough exams to get into a whatever, to a profession, into a school or whatever it is, when the person is taking those exams, he's really expressing two things. First of all, I want to rate my own value, and I want to rate it klapi you. You know, the medical school gives one type of exam. A lawyer's bar association gives a second type of exam. The army gives a third type of exam. The examination expresses my worth klapi the one that's being shafed me. I'm shtelling to somebody. So the act of din, of mishpat, a din, personal din and cheshm, is an act of self-evaluation, which klaimished my godless, klapi whatever mitzias I'm shalom zichtzu. So the personal din and the aim of shabai, just like if a person is going out on a shidduch, he or she's under scrutiny, and there's a nervousness, and yet the person is also, is under scrutiny, klapi the person that he wants to be with. So the Meat Din and the Mishpat carry themselves both elements. There's the Etzem Mishpat, which is an evaluation of myself, and that carries in itself a tremendous amount of Amos Adin and so on. It's also a statement mitzidi and mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who put that on Hag in the Bria, that the tachos of it is to shtol zich tzu to him. It's a Yom HaDin only with Bidalef Nei Miat HaZadim HaKadosh. You're shtol zich tzu, you're the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the two godless that he mentioned, the godless of Tzuras Adam Mitzad Atzmai and Tzuras Adam Mitzad Tzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they come together on Rosh Hashanah, because be'etzim that's what it is. That's the basis for that Tzuras Adam. Okay, any questions?
Can I ask, to get back to the Chesed Chinom?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe it's my private bilbul, but is that what Rosh Hashanah has been explaining? It seems to be more type of thing that there's a yachas between all people. It seems to be more type of ava type of thing, rather than Chesed, which I don't know, I always understood to be the chat is that you give an oni, you don't necessarily have any connection to him, you're giving him because he needs or whatever it should be. But this seems to be more in and of yachas, like he says, the lo yoma in the esekim acher. Is that a chesed type of thing or something else?
Let's go. What are the possible hidden motives for a person when he gives an oni? So there's one motive. Nobody knows when he's going to be, how long he'll be able to support himself. It might be Nitzan, somebody else. You don't want somebody to slam a door in your face, and you don't have a door slammed in your face. It's one of the, when a wealthy person has a problem, other wealthy people will many times help him out tremendously. And part of it is a hidden sense of you never know if you might not be in that same position. That's really sort of insurance policy more than anything else. That's not chesed. I mean, it's a chesed, it's wonderful, but there's the element of like insurance policy. I pay in money, you pay money, he pays money, and if somebody wants, I might need it, we'll use it. That's one. The second element is a person's regishes, a rachmanis, and so on. But the deeper element, the regish, and the regish that's closest to a person's to the emes is that ukshani latzmi mani. I'm not living this world for myself. The world is an entire world, and what needs and deserves to be to exist is a world, and it's as natural as normal. A bal chai has no musik of chesed unless it's wired into it, but it's not a musik of chesed because a bal chai lives for itself. That's the way every bal chai is wired. It makes a lot of sense. An Adam has himself a sense that I don't live for myself. I'm part of a mitzvah. That's where the real shayrish of chesed comes from.
I think I saw, I don't know, I think it's in the Gaon's parish on Masechtas Brachos,
yeah,
where the Shor HaTalmidim, I think, I can't remember who it is, they said to him, Bameh Nizkeh L'chayel Mabo, one of the things he said to them was, Yizor B'kovet Chavereichem. So the Gaon says, brought down from the Gaon there, he says, Ki kovet chaverim hu ike gemiras chasadim.
Okay, that's...
I think that's understood with what Rashid is saying now. That
yes, let me express that a little bit... let me express it a little bit more sharply, maybe. Giving somebody kovet is a statement that person's existence is meaningful. The opposite of covet is not being mevaza necessarily. It's ignoring. It's ke'ilu the person wasn't there b'chlal. Whether you're here or not is meaningless. Giving something covet means I acknowledge. I can't just run out. You're here. Your metzias is a chashav metzias. I can't just walk by you. I have to stop and say, how are you doing? I haven't seen you. It's acknowledging the chashivas and the reality of the other person's mitzvah. That's what kavod is. And b'mel, that's the same. That's exactly the part that the guy's saying. I don't have my own mitzvah, and that's it. My mitzvah is part of mitzvah of a klal, and every piece is a piece that exists and has a right to exist, needs to exist, and is at the most sherishtika level. What a Kaddish Baruch Hu needs and wants in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi mentioned before the Chazal with Adam about Leinaskara Daita at Shabal Chava. But when Chazal used, I never really understood the Gemara when it says that he was Ba Al Kol Chayes Behemish Shabalim. Rabbi is saying that the Pshat is that Lav Davka Ba physically, but he was trying to be a Mizdavik to all these various.
Yes, exactly. It's a Stavik. It definitely means a Stavik.
To find some type of Advaita.
Some type of Kesha. And he couldn't find a cash or anything else. Nothing. A chamor is wonderful. A chamor helps to shlap peklach and zeklach and so on and so forth. A sus runs and does and so on. But Adam could mean his davik to it. He didn't find any koras ruach could mean his davik to it.
The ikad vikas is only when there is someone else.
Yes,
who is,
when there's someone else there.
When there's another person there.
And you have to misyachas the other person. If the other person just says, Yes, whatever you say, that's a maid service. It's a gewaldike shifcha. It's not an isha.
Right, just one other thing. It's a bit of a strange question. Now's the time, but when we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the mechuyav hametzias, which I think I understand what we're saying. When we speak about a person, I mean, the ikar of a person is not the goof, it's their neshama.
Right.
And the achad that every single neshama is chelik elikami mao, when we say Yisrael,
right.
So, Klapi, the actual neshama of every single person, I mean, we don't say that every single person is mechuyav hametzias, even though it is be'etzem mechelek elikami ma'on Yisrael v'arayis echadu.
Just
not sure what to make of that.
The best way to describe it is the way we say in Davening Rosh Hashanah, ke'ata lekim emes, Udvarcha emes v'kayim la'ad. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and muchlat, and so on, and therefore whatever emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in as much as it emanates from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's kayim la'ad, and so on. We have a hard time, we don't fully deher our neshama. In as much as we try to box it into our own minds as being ourselves, Chaim Yaakov Baruch Zorach, that's not Nitzchias, and that's not Mechuiv HaMetzias. In as much as this is Chelek HaMal, Ritzon Yisbarach, it is that. So it's a very hard, it's a hard connection, but that's what it is.
Okay.
Okay. Call to the chapel.